Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Ministry of Time, a novel written by Callianne Bradley, read by George Waitman and Katie Long.
One. Perhaps he'll die this time. He finds this doesn't worry him. Maybe because he's so cold, he has a drunkard's grip on his mind. When thoughts come, they're translucent, free-swimming Medusae. As the Arctic wind bites at his hands and feet, his thoughts slop against his skull. They'll be the last thing to freeze over. He knows he is walking, though he can no longer feel it. The ice in front of him bounces and retreats, so he must be moving forward. He has a gun across his back, a bag across his front. Their weight is both meaningless and Sisyphean. He is in a good mood. If his lips were not beyond sensation, he would whistle. In the distance, he hears the boom of cannon fire. Three in a row. Like a sneeze. The ship is signaling.
Chapter 1. The interviewer said my name, which made my thoughts clip. I don't say my name, not even in my head. She'd said it correctly, which people generally don't. "I'm Adela," she said. She had an eye patch and blonde hair the same color and texture as hay. "I'm the vice secretary." "Of..." "Have a seat." This was my sixth round of interviews. The job I was interviewing for was an internal posting. It had been marked security clearance required because it was gauche to use the top secret stamps on paperwork with salary bands. I'd never been cleared to this security level, hence why no one would tell me what the job was. As it paid almost triple my current salary, I was happy to taste ignorance. I'd had to produce squeaky clean grades in first aid, safeguarding vulnerable people, and the Home Office's Life in the UK test to get this far. I knew that I would be working closely with a refugee or refugees of high interest status and particular needs, but I didn't know from whence they were fleeing. I'd assumed politically important...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?